You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Hey everyone, welcome back to Podcasting with Purpose. Today I am excited to be joined by Tammy Bennett, who is a creative entrepreneur, mindset coach, and host of the Show Up Society podcast. Tammy takes what she's learned from running a stationary business and coaching runners for over 13 years, and she helps clients remove the blocks that are keeping them stuck so they can achieve their goals with confidence. And let me tell you, Tammy is all about habits. She walks the walk by keeping one tiny daily habit going strong now for over 10 years. And she teaches others how to create and keep a tiny daily habit to reach their own goals so they can stop procrastinating and make quick decisions so they can get back to creating. So I am so excited, Tammy. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. I'm happy to be here. This will be fun.
Okay. So like you, I am someone with a professional background in the creative world. So I come from creative publishing. So I am so down with what you are doing to help your clients. So we really have so much to talk about today. And so before we dive into some of the questions that I have for you, I would love for you to, you know, just give the listeners a little bit more of a peek inside of what you do. So I gave a little bit of background, but now I would love for you to just take the floor and share more about yourself, why you're passionate about what you do, and why you love podcasting. So go for it.
Okay. So I am a life and mindset coach for creative entrepreneurs because I had my own art licensing business, and then it turned into my own stationery line. And all the while I was doing those things, I was also a running coach for 13 years. And during the pandemic, I just really missed that one-on-one connection and having an impact on people, with people, that communication. And so I decided to stop doing my creative endeavors and to just focus on the mindset coaching piece. And it was a really hard decision, and I still miss it sometimes, but it is the best decision I've ever made. I feel like I'm kind of cheating the system because I love my work so much. I don't buy into that, you know, live for the weekends and the weekdays suck because you're working. I love the weekdays. I love what I do. And sometimes I feel like, yeah, just a little bit of like, am I cheating the system? This is too fun. This is too fun.
Well, exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing that I talk about, and I'm talking about it more and more. It's like when you're a creative person, like you've got these peacock feathers, right? You just, like I always say that. You want to like unfurl them, but sometimes creatives, and this is like a good thing to talk about. Maybe it needs to be another podcast, but another episode. But it's like, I think that we can deny ourselves like that part of us, like we try to box it up and say, we can't be like, we have to do one thing instead of all the many things that we are excited about, and then turn that into like who we are, right? I always like to say, like we bake that cake of who we are. So, I think it's about just embracing all of those things and just going for it the best way that you can. And of course, you're here to help. You're here to help everyone stop their procrastination and their overwhelm and all that stuff, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Because I really believe that we all have so much inside of us that the world needs to see. So I want to help get that out of people and into the world.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm so happy that you are offering this service to the world because it is so very important. So I want to ask you a little bit about your podcast because that's why we're here. It's all about podcasting with purpose. So when did the first spark come? Like when you decided you wanted to start a podcast? Like when did it first come to you?
So I was on a guest on a podcast in 2015 talking about tiny daily habits, and I had such a blast. Podcasts weren't nearly as well known then as they are now, but it was such a fun experience that I got off of the call and I thought, I want to have a podcast of my own. I just really want to. Fast forward 4 years, it took me 4 years of sitting in indecision and thinking, you know, I needed to have it a certain way and not being ready, not knowing what it would be about. And finally, I had just had enough of sitting in the wanting but not doing. And November of 2019, I published my first episode, and it has been just the best thing ever.
Oh, it is, isn't it? And it's like, you know, especially if we kind of walk into this without like an agenda, we're doing it because it's fun, it's creative. Mm-hmm. So that is kind of my next question is like, was it when you started in 2019, was it more of a creative outlet at first? And then did it like then evolve from there into something more?
Yeah, it really started because I just wanted to have a voice. I felt like I had so much to say and so many ways that I could help people. And I didn't know how to talk to all the people. And so this for me was a way to sort of just broadcast my voice, my message, my opinions to a larger audience. And that's how it started, is for me to feel seen and heard, because I really felt like I had a lot to share and I just didn't know how to get it to the people. And then it has evolved. But it really is still a lot of that, of just me knowing that I have things that can help people. And this is a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's like the thing that's so amazing about this medium that we're talking on is like, that's the thing. It's like, we're talking, we're having a conversation and you're in someone's ears. Like most people listen while they're walking or they're running or they're driving or whatever. So when someone is like that close to you, and it's like, it's also, there's no competition with a live video or something on social media. It's like, it's almost like closed captioned. I don't know if that's the right way to phrase it, but I know when I listen to a podcast, it's a very intimate experience.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Would you agree?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I feel really privileged and lucky that people are choosing me to be their kind of companion on their walk. Right. I feel, you know, really special about that.
I know, it's a beautiful thing. So how does your podcast, so it's called the Show Up Society podcast. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to ask you how it helps you have an even bigger impact, but I think in order to explain that, I want you to share with the listeners, like, what exactly does your podcast do, like, to give that, you know, that even bigger impact? So could you describe, you know, give like the rundown about the podcast so that people can understand what it is that you're wanting to achieve.
Yeah. So I named it the Show Up Society podcast because I help you learn how to show up for yourself. I think, you know, when I started it, I really was feeling unseen and unheard, and I wanted to learn how to show up for myself. And I had learned how to do that through my tiny daily habits. And so when it first started, I was giving people tips on how to show up for yourself. So you have these goals or these visions or these dreams of what you want to become, but you're not really doing the things to get you there. And so I was just offering tips on how to show up for yourself, how to do the thing you say you're going to do, how to go after your dreams, how to set goals. You know, so really it was just all the things that had helped me do the same I was helping other people to do. That is still the purpose of this podcast. And it still is how I help people, is to help them show up for themselves and how to show up as themselves, as their truest selves.
Yeah. So you said you share tips about helping people how to be heard. Could you give like a little, you know, just like a little example of what one of those tips might be? I'm probably putting you on the spot.
Yes, I know. I try to keep my episodes within 20 minutes of just like a tiny doable thing that they can do. And sometimes it's just a different way to look at something. So it might not be an actionable tip, but it's a tip on how to think about it a certain way. I'm like literally drawing a blank.
That's okay. So that's the thing that I do. I'm
132 episodes and I can't tell you.
Yeah. So yes, no, I think just what you just said is perfect. A tiny doable thing. It doesn't really matter what that is. I mean, so obviously people have to go listen to find out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, cause that's what people want. And I love that you said your episodes are like 20 minutes, like, you know, because most people, I mean, sometimes like my episodes are longer than I'd say on average 30 minutes, but you know, sometimes they're longer and that's okay. Right. But sometimes when they're tiny, I know it's crazy, but I have some clients that I work with who are starting podcasts, as you know, and it's like, you know what, if it's a 10 minute episode, just like, don't let that hold you back from getting started with something. Right. So I would think that I'm guessing that that's kind of your approach. It's like, just do the darn thing, even if it's like a minute or a tiny little something.
Yes. Right? And I've had many, many episodes on that very thing of how us as humans don't really give ourselves credit for doing things unless it's bigger, better, louder, faster. And I am here to change that kind of thinking of that literally something that you do for 1 minute a day can totally change your life and change the way you think about yourself. So yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up because that's what I talk about a lot.
Yeah. So why do you think that, you know, for you and like we kind of touched on it a little bit because podcasting is an intimate experience and it's audio based, right? It's an audio only experience. But why do you think that it really stands apart from other digital communication mediums? Like, what is it about the podcast that really appeals to you more than other things out there on social media, for example?
Yeah. I think, you know, we talked about the main reason why is that it is that intimate space, but also, I also really love writing a lot, but I write the exact way that I talk. And I think that's what's so freeing about the podcast is I just talk just the way I do to my one-on-one clients, exactly the way I talk to people I meet at the store, exactly the way I talk to my best friends and my husband and my kids. This is just the purest version of me that you will get. Is just me being the humanist, meest me I can be and just talking to you as I am. And there's something that feels really just genuine and authentic about that compared to some of the other forms of, you know, reaching out in social media.
I love that. I think that's going to be like a quote, like you said, the most humanist, meest of me.
Yes.
Like it's true, right? Because it's just, you're not competing with like a live video or people popping in and out. It's like, you're having a conversation that feels really authentic. And I totally, totally agree with that. I experience the same thing when I get behind the microphone. It's like, I like to say I'm spreading fairy dust, mm-hmm. right? Like right in my space before I start talking. So it's really, yes.
I love that.
So what do you think is the secret sauce that just keeps you showing up, that keeps you going? Like, is there something that you might do to spice things up if the podcast starts to feel stale? Because, you know, it can, right? I mean, I've been doing this for 8 years and there are still times when it's like, oh, it's time to shake it up, right? The honeymoon, like when the honeymoon's over, like how do you spice it up, right? So what helps you keep going?
I ask myself what would be fun. And then I answer it and then I go do that thing. And I just really keep it fun. I don't keep it too serious. I don't, although I do come at it with a lens of wanting to help people, I'm also not so strict about what is the lesson from today. I just want to have fun talking about an experience in my life or telling a story and then relating that to something, you know, into a tip that can help people. Mm-hmm. And I've also done fun things. Like I issue sometimes a little challenge that can be done while they're listening. I've put secret messages. I had a secret message that lasted for a quarter, so 12 episodes. I gave them one word to the message. And if they completed it into a full sentence, they could tell me it and I would send them something in the mail. Oh, cool. So that was really fun. Yeah. But I just love these little playful kind of hidden surprises here and there that really keep it going for me. And I think my audience too.
Yeah. I mean, and it's like, it's almost like that, like what you said, it becomes an artistic expression too, right?
Absolutely.
And I don't know about you, but like I'll mix it up, right? It's like 1 week I can have an episode where I'm walking literally outside, and the birds are chirping. And then I'm in my professional space and I'm, you know, or I could be in the car, or like I've even recorded in like cafes with like sort of a rustic background. And that's okay. Like, so that it's like real life stuff. So that,
yes,
you know, there are no barriers to entry for anyone, because that's the thing that I see, like that perfectionism thing comes in. And I, this is the thing I'm noticing, like in people that are successful with podcasting, you and other people, like they don't allow things to get in the way, like the equipment or being, you know, shiny and perfect. It's like, you know, you just like you're in the breakthroughs, right? You're in the, you're in the expression of it all. So I love that you share how you kind of spice things up, because that's really, that is the secret sauce. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 So I want to ask you, I always like to ask my guests if they have a special hack, you know, like for recording, for editing, production. I don't know if you do your own production. Like, how do you, is there something special that you do that is, makes it easy for you to keep doing it so that you can just, you know, get out of your own way and show up behind the microphone?
Yeah. Gonna repeat myself here, but it's worth it. I have fun. I just play. I don't have a script. I don't edit heavily. Even when I have guests on, so I'll have, you know, sometimes I'll have a guest on and those episodes are always longer, but I really try not to edit too much of the conversation, because I do all of my own editing, my own production. So I don't want to spend too much time, you know, cutting out all the little, you know, extra breath sounds or, you know,
None of that matters.
It doesn't matter. It can be so easy and fun if you just let it be. It doesn't have to be this serious, perfectly polished thing.
Yeah, because it, then that's what makes it fun. Like capital F-U-N, right?
Yes, yes.
Because like real life has, you know, like just a little while ago, I had an alarm go off. And I'm like, I'm not going to bother with that. I don't think it's, I don't think it was a big deal. But it's like things like that. It's like, if we get caught up in removing, like you said, ums and ahs and little like things in the background, it becomes such a chore. And even if we're not doing the editing ourselves, because if you do the editing yourself, you know, it can be so easy. Literally, it can be like 30 seconds. If you have a template set up and everything is, you know, like easy, you just kind of slide in your audio piece, right? So when you're not getting caught up in all the little nitty gritty things, then it just always can be fun. And you don't have to worry about hiring an editing team. You know what I mean?
Right. You can do it all yourself.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's so easy to do that nowadays, more so than ever.
Yeah. There are so many tools now that didn't exist when I started 2 years ago. But yeah, I mean, you know, that's one of the things that held me up for so long before I got started, is thinking I needed to find somebody to do this and hire somebody to do that and learn how to do all these things myself. And none of that was true. None of those things had to happen before I did my podcast.
And is there something quirky that you do with your podcast, like that you want to share? Maybe something quirky and maybe something that no one knows about?
Well, other than that, I mean, I have a secret message hidden in there a lot of times. So that's pretty quirky. And then sometimes I have a segment and I do my own sort of like little song to introduce the segment.
I love it.
So a couple little, I have quite a few quirky little surprises here and there that I love to sprinkle in.
Oh, I love that. Okay. So I'm all about the message of purpose. And I said that before, which is how this podcast got its name. So if you could state in one word how you podcast with purpose, what would that word be? This is another me so putting good. You on the spot.
Yeah, I love it. Let me see. The first word that comes to mind is connection. And by that, I mean that I really connect deeply with my audience. I have a lot of engaged listeners that give me feedback and emails and DMs and comments. And I just feel like it's a real true way to connect. Even if I'm not hearing them directly in a direct conversation, I do get so much feedback, and so many people do feel like they know me really well, just from listening to me every week. And so I think that's what I value most. And that is why I'm putting it out there, is just to have this connection with people, letting them know that they are not alone and that, that I've got their back.
Isn't that great that people will reach out? They like know everything about us. They feel like they know us, and we may not know them, but they know us and they feel like so connected to us. So that's beautiful. I mean, connection. I can't think of a better word. That's great. And so what final parting piece of advice would you give to that person who is on the fence about starting a podcast, and they're like really close. They're like, they want this. They know they want this. That's why they're listening. So what piece of advice would you give them so that they can be a hell yeah about pressing record today?
It's similar to the same advice I gave my runners for 13 years, my youth runners, is the starting line, right before the starting line is the hardest part. Once you hit go, once that gun goes off in the race, it is so fun and so much easier than you think it could be. It's just that moment right before you start that feels the scariest. And if you're just willing to just get through that few minutes, it's just a few minutes of fear of, you know, if you're pushing publish on your first one, or if you're starting the race, just that, if you're willing to just get through that couple minutes of discomfort, it is so worth it on the other side. It can be the best thing you've ever done, the most fun, the most connection, the most, you know, showing up for yourself, the most voice that you can have. If you just get through that, just couple minutes of discomfort is really all it is.
Oh, so good. So I think you said right before the starting line is the hardest part. I mean, yes. There's another quotable. I love that. Thank you. So yes. How can people learn more about you and what you do? So just share all the places, all the things that people can find out about you.
Yeah. So my podcast is the Show Up Society podcast, and you can get that wherever you get your podcasts. And then I really love to play on Instagram. I love to chat with people in the comments and in my DMs. And that is also Show Up Society podcast. I mean, I'm sorry, not podcast, just Show Up Society on Instagram. And those are the two best places to find me. That's where I love to play the most.
Awesome. So Tammy, this was like amazing. I'm so glad that you decided to come on the podcast and share your wisdom and share how you've been keeping the magic going. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.